Hi, I'm Katy Perry. Thank you so much for listening to my new single, the one that got aired. Summer after sophomore, when we first met, we tried to make out, but I just stayed ahead. And on my 16th birthday, we bought matching reus. We used to use your parents' Avenger Conda roof. Talk about the Matrix because it's a good flick. Never planned that one day the alligator is you. In another life, I would be your squirrel. We'd keep all our promises.
Mason, you fucking blew up my house, you asshole! God.
In another life, I will make you
fake rage!
So I don't have to say you were the one that got away.
How could this happen to me? I made my mistake.
Aw, damn it, it's me talking again. Fuck.
What?
I thought I introduced myself again, motherfucker.
Aw, you're really dumb, dude.
Oh okay. My god, dude.
So this is the Rustin podcast, and that was sent in to us from Lahohashu.
No, it's Leo Nerd.
That's not funny in the second time.
Oh yeah, Leo Nerd.
Shout out to the Beyond the Screen podcast by I Am Very Moist on the website.
Oh yeah, well, I don't know what
that was the second guest of that was me plugging in somebody else's podcast.
I still don't know what you're saying. Are you talking Spanish?
Wait, can I plug the copy and paste podcast?
Oh, fuck yourself.
Okay, so, all right, introductions. My name is Sky.
You fuck.
Nice to meet you, Sky. You sound like a fucking
Sky,
dickhole.
Sky, I love you. Give me your autograph on my dick.
Oh, oh my. RTX 2015.
All right. No, but...
Dude, RTX 2015. All right,
so... Hype. You guys go first.
Okay. Go.
Oh, I'm Lane. Yeah.
Lanye, also known as the hit singer Lanye
Most
North.
Lanye North.
So we're not going to explain that,
no.
Right?
No. Just fucking introduce yourself.
We have too
yourself.
Many inside jokes
Shut up
since
and introduce
the fucking
yourself.
First one. My name is Leo Nerd.
Also known as Leo Hashi on the site.
Leo Hashi. Yeah, I changed my name.
Nobody has.
Way to fucking give everybody a hemorrhage.
Yeah. Including myself.
Yeah.
And I'm Sky, but it doesn't really matter what my name
is. Nose to goes.
It doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't.
And I'm Air, who that song was about, and
which was
should we, like,
you're gonna explain it.
Should this whole podcast just be us dissecting, like, every single joke
okay.
in there? Like,
I just want to ask Leo a couple questions about that. First off, did you do your own backup vocals?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, no.
I sang everything in there except for the last part.
Yeah, the how could this happen?
You should have done that, so...
Better if I sung it?
It would have been, like, okay, just put... I'll fucking edit in this clip of me saying, "How could this happen to me?"
Nice voice crack. That was
You're
pretty
welcome.
Pretty.
That was like,
dude,
Leo.
I was trying to sing high, right, like Katy Perry. My voice kept cracking.
Yeah, do you really have to sing high like her?
Time.
I mean,
also,
I was Katy Perry. Come on,
Katy Perry.
Also, Katy Berry?
Yeah, Halle Berry.
I came up with the name like
what?
5 seconds. What?
Leo, John, who's Halle Berry? Fuck, I forgot to make up that list.
Oh my god.
Did you say in the song I ate head or did I eat a head?
I ate head.
Yeah, it was supposed to be I ate her head.
Yeah. Why do you I just ate head.
You fucked up.
I was just reading off the lyrics of Sky.
I didn't send that. Hold on, let me check.
Sky, let's see.
Why would I just say, and I just ate head? You know the background to that inside
Yeah, I'm
joke.
Not. I'm not giving head right now. I'm
I
fucking
mean,
we try to make out, but I just say head.
All right,
that's what
fuck,
it fucking
I
says.
I fucked up. That was my bad. I sent him the wrong lyrics.
Damn
Wait,
it!
You wrote the
oh
song?
Oh my god, Sky.
Yeah, me, Leo, and
yeah, Sky
Tyler.
Wrote it.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
Collaboration.
It's a very expensive expensive project.
Yeah.
I guess I'll at least explain the beginning. Okay, so. It wasn't, like, what was it? Like, something out of, off, after sophomore? What was the fucking
It was,
Summer after sophomore, okay, where we it first wasn't, met.
we could have Leo just sing it acoustically right now.
Yeah.
With no ukulele. Dude, ukulele fat, no. No, ukulele, no good.
Drop that fat beat, yo!
So, like, it was like, 8th grade. It was, like, kind of like a prom for 8th grade. It was just kind of, like, a dance, I guess. And, like, I had never kissed a girl before. And, like, I...
Same.
Leo, all the time.
Yeah, I don't have a girlfriend.
This is just filled of inside jokes.
We need to explain that after your story,
okay,
right?
Just, okay, we'll explain the I don't have a girlfriend thing after this fucking bullshit story. So,
yes.
Like, all her friends were urging me to kiss her and stuff, and, like, I was like, how do I do that? What? So like,
you sound the same as you do now?
Yeah, I sounded like the Tasmanian devil. And I was like, what? I spat into the fucking convenient pop filter right there. And then, so, like, anyway, like, it was, like, the perfect moment. Like, the music was right. Like, I was, like, slow dancing and stuff, feeling the hips, you know, like, fucking moving with the
sway.
You
were feeling hips in 8th grade?
Well, like, no, just, like, hands on hips.
Oh, for a second, I thought you were, like, caressing her body.
I wasn't fucking fingering her.
I'm like, oh, you got a nice figure. Like, oh, my God, calm down.
No, but, like, so I look her in the eyes, and, like, I know this moment's, like, fucking time. Like, she closes her eyes and, like, puckers her lips, and I'm like, fuck, what the fuck do I do now? So, like...
Put your dick in her mouth.
So, like, in my head, I'm like... Gabe head.
69.
So I was like, all right, pep talk brain. All right, what the fuck do I do here? What the fuck do I do here? Well, you kiss her.
Are you like, talking in place of your brain?
Yeah, no, this like is like asshole. How I think. I am an asshole. I thought you knew that.
I did it.
So I immediately kind of like, I go in for it, but I have my mouth wide open, and I just kiss her with like my mouth wide open, and like, and she screams immediately and backs the fuck off and like runs away, and like I'm just like,
yeah,
oh,
she probably
shit.
Thought you were gonna eat her.
Wait, I eat head,
wait,
right?
Were your like teeth around her lips? Were
I think I might have made some teeth like, contact on her lips.
Jeez,
bro.
Like, she goes in for a kiss, yeah. And you're like,
we try to make out, but I just say head.
Well, you guys want to take turns on that, or?
Oh, Sky RTX 2015.
Yeah, RTX.
Wait, what'd you say?
I made a felching sound, I think.
Okay. So, So, eventually, I got another fucking chance, which is unbelievable, because, like, I was fucking hungry. She knew that, and I wanted dinner.
Oh, I want all those dicks!
Yeah, dude. And then, like, so, it was the same fucking circumstances, and I was like, alright, this is a second chance. Don't do that dumb fuck thing again. And this is, like, the pep talk, alright, going for it. You got this. You got this this time. You got this this time. Just the same fucking thing again. And... She screamed again and then ran away.
Wait, yeah, what a surprise.
And we never had another chance.
Did
what?
She call you daddy?
Fuck you.
Oh my God.
No, she
you
didn't.
You know what? Let's, can we talk about
wait,
I don't have
did
a
you run back up to your roof and like have a little funsy with
oh
it?
Oh my God.
God damn it. We have so many topics to talk yeah, about. We just like mentioned wait, like three. Each one of you guys have a topic, so I'm going to go in order from like Asian to normal. So
oh
Leo.
Oh my God, the race jokes already. I thought we were done with that.
That's not how the race jokes this time. I'm not gonna put it. It's a little bit racist to my journalism.
Yeah. Okay.
Please.
Yeah. Don't say that. We're not racist. Okay. Trust me. Maybe
well,
Sky.
Yeah.
Is.
I'm Sky not is. Actually, but yeah, I am. No.
Sky's
really.
From Tennessee.
Yeah. Sky bangs his mom and his dad.
And his sister.
And my dog.
Okay. So. Oh God, dude. All right. So Leo. He had this. Video. All right.
So.
Why the fuck am I telling this story? I just told a story.
Yeah. Why are you? So I have my first ever channel on YouTube is called Chromacle. Do we have a link dump?
We can have a link dump. Right. I'll do that.
So I made a video on it called The Annoying Phone Call, in which I pretend that a friend calls me over and over again for pizza, and I'm like, Bob, I'm not paying for the pizza, and shit like that. And I censor myself because I'm a 5-year-old.
You're right.
What's the thing? Yeah, I'm actually 12 right now, so not really. Fuck, I forgot what happens. In the end, right, I'm so fed up with Bob, and then he calls... That was a voice crack. And so, like, I get another phone call in the end, and then I think that it's Bob, so I, like, pick up the phone and I yell, like, Bob, I'm not paying for you in pizza! And then it's my girlfriend. Yeah, I did.
It's my, he's got to stay true to the video.
I'm going to bleep that in. Come on. Like, I'm just going to put a bleep there.
You really enjoy making edited notes, don't you?
God! So, the person that called me in a video is actually my girlfriend in that supposed world that doesn't exist. Yeah, I've never had a girlfriend, so, you know. And,
I don't have a girlfriend!
Yeah, so, and then, my friends at school started commenting, like, you have a girlfriend? And I was like, no, I don't have a girlfriend. So, during that moment, I'm looking up in the sky. I get it, sky. No. And, like, I'm having this, like, constipated face. And then, as an annotation, I'm yelling, I don't have a girlfriend!
You need a glass of water.
There's also coughs in the annotation.
I don't have a girlfriend. Yeah, wait. And then that became a thing for some reason.
I just imagine Leo just like in the rain in the middle of a field just screaming like at the top of his lungs, I don't have a girlfriend!
Why would he be out
we
there?
We need to link that image in the link dump, though.
Why would he?
Because that image is
why would he be out in a
Because they're like he's looking for a girlfriend and he's like
in a cornfield?
He's kind of like frustrated. Yeah, dude.
Wait, he didn't say cornfield.
Oh, he didn't.
I'm not that desperate.
Field. No.
Well, I mean,
yeah, he just said
you gotta have a Pokeball and they're in tall grass. All right. You might need a Master Ball because they're hard to catch.
Is he looking for a mime or whatever?
A Jinx.
I don't.
Mr. Mime.
Yeah, he's looking for a Mr. Mime.
Just like a normal mime, not even a Pokemon. Just a fucking mime.
Just a mime.
All right, Sky, your fucking turn.
For what?
What was our fucking thing that you were gonna say? Oh shit! No, nothing. It's my turn. Fuck.
Wait.
It's the roof.
Oh well, no. I was gonna say something.
Oh, you're gonna just get off on the roof. See.
Oh, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna apologize for the last podcast.
We already got over.
It was like 3 months.
I know,
ago.
But
it was.
Yeah, but it was just posted like 2 days ago.
True.
So it's still relevant to them. Yeah, I was pretty racist in it, and I'm not actually racist. And also,
he's actually quite racist.
Well, I'm not actually racist, but
yeah, he is.
Also, my audio, like my headset's super sensitive, and so whenever I had a retard laugh or anything, it sounded like I was
whoa.
In a
whoa.
Oh well,
trigger.
Whoa.
Wait,
Sky.
Great. Now,
Sky.
Fuck. Now I gotta apologize for this next week.
You're ableist. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Right. So Sky does Sky's mouth slip sometimes. So if he says something dumb,
well, I'll just apologize for this next week. But
yeah, Sky's gonna apologize next week for being ableist.
Hey, but you have a talk topic.
It picked up like it sounded like it was in a wind tunnel. So I sat there for 3 hours and no, like from 3 to 4 hours and edited it. And so yeah, that was really fun. And I'm probably gonna have to do the same.
Yay.
Alright, well, okay, Lane.
Lanya.
I had a topic?
Yeah, we were going to do this.
Daddy!
Oh, that's more of a argument or discuss.
It's a debate.
No, I don't really know how to, like, start it, though.
Okay, I'll fucking start it.
Of course you will, Aaron.
Okay.
Fucking air hog.
Lane is attracted to older men, which is fine. But he calls him daddy, and that's, like, inherently fucking creepy, is it not?
Okay.
It's absolutely fucking creepy. Are you kidding me?
I know you go on Tumblr a lot.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
I don't follow the same fucking weirdo blogs as you do.
Weirdo blogs?
I apologize to anyone.
But, no, that's, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay. Thanks, Sky. Thanks
for
fucking explain. Get it.
Like, I wouldn't call, like, a girl that, like, mommy. That's my point.
It's like a sarcastic thing, like,
yeah.
That girls are,
like
no,
it's
stupid thing.
Calling him, father.
Well, no, I'm against you, Lane, with the whole daddy thing, because it does sound really fucking weird. But, like, it's like a stupid sarcastic, like, ooh, daddy thing.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
But it's still
weird,
right?
Yeah, it's absolutely
like,
weird.
That's my point. All right, then there you fucking go. You're weird. That's the whole thing.
Vagrish.
Oh, shut up, Leo.
Live tweets from Ryan over here in the chat. That no one can
see. Yeah, Ryan. Ryan,
I thought we were going to mention
Ryan couldn't join this week because like his like microphone failed, but he's getting a new one, so like he's just kind of like spectating right now. Like, Reston podcast is filmed in front of us. Live. I can't fucking talk. Sucks, never mind. Dude. Fuck it.
You also said the name wrong. It's copy and paste.
Shut up, Sky.
No, dude. Pretty sure it's not.
It will. Wait. I shouldn't talk about that on here because I'm going to make my own podcast called Copy and Paste.
Pretty sure. And also, we were supposed to be joined by Grace Queen Nugget, but
she decided
to disappear. She hasn't spoken to us in like 15 years, though.
Yeah. R.I.P.
She's dead?
Yeah.
I see what you did there. You're fucking terrible.
U.S.
Air, you're a funny guy. You just know that. Hey, but
am I funny?
Hey, Air.
No, not really.
Air.
Hey, what's
will
up?
Will you be my daddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sensual. Moving on. Anyway, Air, it's your turn.
Hey, Air, that's so creepy.
Okay.
So. But I meant it in like a sarcastic way. Yeah, like okay. Sarcastic.
No, he doesn't mean it in a sarcastic way, audience.
Oh, no! No! Don't touch me!
I said nothing
Jesus,
about touching you.
That was creepy.
You suck.
Don't fucking...
Okay, so air your story now because it's starting to get boring.
I don't want to tell it. What's I don't want to tell
okay,
it.
Okay, so air was feeling lonely one night.
Okay, I'm gonna look like fucking Andrew, like... Just like weird.
Whoa,
like,
what's the first rule we have?
Whoa.
Yeah, hey. what the fuck?
Oh, coffee and paste podcast.
I can fucking reference other podcasts if I fucking want to, alright?
Well, then you're not going to be on
coffee
and
paste
podcast.
This isn't your podcast. Coffee and paste.
My name is Airzies and I'm a jizz roof wiper. I don't know. My friend was over and my dad was over. And, like, it was, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, but both of them were awake, and I had urges, and, I didn't want to be loud or
do
anything.
Do you make noises?
Loud?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
he yells out daddy
a lot.
Yeah, I yell out daddy. So you could, like, imagine how awkward it would be with my dad being in the house, so.
Well, no, I thought that's what, never mind.
What?
All right, then.
Sky, incest guy, talk.
No, that's what I thought you would want, is your dad in the house.
Here, they're going to see you as some awkward sex boy. What is going on?
So naturally, I went on the roof and jerked it. That's the end of the story, guys.
And that's what...
So wait, did happened? You come towards the roof or away?
Come?
I mean,
did you like?
I mean,
on it or like off of it?
I jerked towards the Northern Star because the sky was open.
Whoa! Don't bring me into this.
I followed the drinking gourd.
Wait, did you?
I already introduced myself, right?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Okay. Did I introduce myself?
No, I don't think so.
Who's?
Hey, I'm Air, aka Airzies,
aka the roof jizz wiper.
AKA people call
I didn't
me
wipe
turtle.
It. I didn't
wait,
wipe
so
it
you didn't clean up after?
Vanilla Coke is groovy.
I can't remember what
oh,
I
God.
Did.
Jesus. Why should I clean up your roof afterwards?
I didn't jizz on the roof. Well, I technically did jizz on the roof, but I didn't jizz
exactly.
on the roof.
So you weren't pointed like head first into the roof.
I wasn't making sweet love to the my chimney, no.
Okay.
That's
to my
literally chimney. Like saying, no, I didn't have sex with her. I had sex with her. Like, what?
But no, it's
no,
different.
That didn't
like
make sense,
it's
Lane.
No,
the
it's
way
like
around.
Dude,
no,
Air.
What was it?
Wait, so it's not true that we used to use your parents' live-in jerk on the roof?
Wait, what was the first part of that lyric?
We used to use your oh, fuck. I forgot. We used to use your parents' live-in jerk on the roof.
Well, I didn't. I want.
Wow, Sky,
okay,
I trusted you.
That.
Sky, you were the songwriter mostly.
I know. I did my best.
I hope, but it's okay, Sky. I love you.
Also,
how could
this happen to me? How
sweet.
I always break apart at the me.
So when are you going to American Idol?
I'm already there, dude.
He oh, okay. won. Are you kidding?
This isn't American Idol.
Did you do you have your new single called Daddy coming out?
I do all the background yeah. vocals.
Dude, what are the lyrics? We need to sing it.
It's just daddy, daddy,
daddy,
daddy,
over daddy,
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 daddy, daddy.
That'd probably be a hit song.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Okay, calm down.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
fucking Kool-Aid Man robot voice.
Let's
Lane, say something. I don't know.
Daddy.
Something.
Oh. Oh, gross.
That's really fucking disturbing.
The more you say it, it's
no,
like,
you know what's
really
more disturbing is Ryan's little, like, kid voice. That's fucking gross. Yeah.
His kid voice?
What do you mean? Ryan's amazing.
Oh,
dude. Yeah, I love
that
voice.
Voice where you, like, it's really high pitch and it's creepy as shit.
It's like Ruby. It,
like, no, you absolutely.
Yeah,
you have. It's amazing. I love it.
I don't. Like,
no, I don't either.
I'm the only one that loves
dying
it.
Dying wish
it's
is
like,
for him never to say daddy in that voice because it's just so
Ryan,
terrible.
Ryan, say it in the next podcast, please.
No. Please don't.
I'll be
that's going to be the intro song.
Jerking it off on the roof.
Daddy, daddy, daddy.
Daddy, please.
Oh.
Oh.
No. No!
Oh, my God.
Stop.
You want to fuck?
I wish we had that fanfic right now because
I mean, we could get it.
What fanfic?
We can't.
Oh.
We can get it.
I guess Tyler isn't online. Fuck.
Tyler's probably asleep.
Who's Tyler, Lane?
I don't know.
Who's Tyler?
Me neither.
I've never heard of her.
Me neither.
So, any more topics? Or is this the end?
is this the end of the podcast?
This is the end.
Yeah.
No, it's not, actually.
Wow. Great. It's been
21. Ryan, give us...
21? Hey, what's 9 plus 10, guys? Oh, my God.
No!
That is definitely not the right equation. You fail. You do not have level 6 math.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Okay, wait, why do we need to talk about my adult education?
You're level 6.
Okay,
so,
Sky. I'm an overachiever, so I dropped out a while back, and so I have to go take classes to get my diploma, which is no problem. I'm a smart boy. And so you have to take an entrance test to take the classes, and they see how you score and determine where, like, what classes to put you in. And so the score is 1 to 6, and I scored a 6 in language, but when I tried telling everyone in the Skype call that, I fucked up the sentence about 6 times, and I almost shot myself, and it was terrible.
Level 6 language.
Yeah, like, whenever we're talking about, like, how, like, about something, like, this guy's just like, level 6 language, come on.
Yeah, right. Well, come on.
And then, like, we were writing this one thing about a certain person in a text file.
you just had to fucking say it, didn't you?
and Sky typed this one thing, and then Ryan adjusted it, but Lane thought that Sky was the one that said it wrong, because Ryan, like, had some grammar errors, and then, like, we kept on making fun of Sky, like, because Lane thought it was Sky. And
you confused
like,
the
no.
fuck out
yeah,
of me during
I,
that sentence. What
yeah,
you
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
We know exactly what you're saying, but they don't.
I don't.
So,
I have no idea what you're talking
so
about.
So I wrote a certain paragraph about a certain person, and none of them are going to be listening
paragraph?
To this.
It was a fucking sentence.
Okay, yeah. Sentence. I'm sorry. It was actually about 5
what's
words.
What's a type?
And so I wrote one thing, and then Ryan reread it to make it even more funny, but he had grammatical errors. And Lane read it and thought I wrote it, and he's like, "You're fucking stupid." And then he just kept yelling at me how stupid
I
was.
I felt so bad.
And, like, we all, like, kind of, like, teamed up on Sky. And Sky even kind of, like, gangbanged himself.
Yeah.
And, like, we're like, "I thought you had a level 6 in language, but..."
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm sorry.
And then Lane still was not catching on to the
fucking
joke.
No, I found out, like, 3 hours later.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Leo,
shut up.
Oh, right. That brings us to our new segment in the podcast. It doesn't have a name, but we'll call it Leo Nerd
segments?
For now.
Leo. Yeah, I was just going to say we have segments now.
Leo, as we know, does not know anything from anything, except for math. Jesus.
Fuck you.
He has math level 6.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, he is. No, he's.
Dude, I'm level 21.
Yeah. And he doesn't know anything from, like, any shows or any movies or any actors or anything.
Or anything in life.
Stuff.
Like, he doesn't know what the sun
is. Okay, he knows... He knows Walking Dead, and that's pretty much it.
I know, I like a lot of the Walking
Dead. Hey, yeah. Hey, Leo, is Dale your daddy?
Your voice cracked right when it said you said that, and it sounded really sexual. It was terrifying. Is he your daddy?
Dale your daddy?
So, Leo.
Yo.
Leo's never seen Star Wars.
Oh, wait,
before.
You haven't? Oh,
no,
wait.
I've never seen Star Wars.
No, you're kidding, right?
That's Leo, Lane, you know that.
Is that the one with
Lane, you know that. Lane, we talked about this like 15 times.
Yeah.
The times we had Skype calls.
Oh,
how can you be so dumb?
You haven't seen anything but Star Wars, really?
Wait, have you seen Fat Albert?
That's my name on Skype now, actually.
I just have you as Leo. I think it's because you kept changing it to really long, stupid names like Dale's Lover or 69, 69, 69 or something.
Hey,
so
it's not stupid, all right? That's really
it's true
mean.
Love. I'm sorry.
Well, I thought love. You and Sky had something going, though.
Well, we're just lovers. We're not true love.
Yeah, man.
We're not meant to be.
What? Can we just go on with
you guys
the
aren't
segment?
Mutual daddies?
Oh,
you said it.
Oh, my God.
You're dirty.
Dad.
No, you gotta say
Leo,
more dirty.
Are me and you, you're OTP?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. No, you took it too far. I was joking, but you took it too far.
I'm joking, too. Don't worry.
Whoa, clam down, right?
Oh, no, shut the fuck. We need to stop.
We're not gonna explode anymore. Hey, Ryan.
All right. I mean, so, Leah, what do you know about Star Wars? Okay. Without
Star
looking
Wars.
Anything up,
I will.
What do you know about Star Wars?
Dude, I need something more specific. Wait. So, Anakin Skywalker, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So he's all like, yo, shoo, shoo, look at my lightsaber. Shoo, shoo. Takes it, turns evil, and then he's Darth Vader. And then Luke Skywalker, who is a cooler one, is just like, shoo, shoo, shoo. Whoa, Darth Vader, no. And then Darth Vader's like, I am your father. And then Luke's like, no. And then Yoda's like, yo.
Episodes 1 through 6,
he nailed
everybody.
He nailed it. It fucking took George R.
Martin.
I think
he might have even spoiled. Seven, to be honest.
And then Princess Leia or whatever, and Yoda have 69 bangers.
Wait, excuse you?
What are bangers?
Miley Cyrus? Bangers.
Please, no.
When I was little, I would like put honey buns to the side of my head and be like, I'm Princess Leia.
Would you really?
And then I would go up to some older man and be like, Daddy.
You go up to your dad, you're like, Daddy.
No, it can't be your dad.
Ryan was her for Halloween once.
Oh, no.
Dude, Ryan, that's really hot. Hey, Ryan, me saying Daddy was hot, come on.
So,
Daddy?
Oh, no.
This is terrible.
Daddy. Oh, no.
Alright, can we go on to the next question?
Fuck, I didn't have any questions. I should have prepared for this.
Okay, what are the furry dudes called?
There's a lot of furry dudes
Daddy.
Star Wars.
Yeah, but
I want to say something, but I can't.
I don't get it.
Oh my God, no.
I really don't get it.
My audio is going to be terrible for that. I'm going to have to cut it out, but I did laugh really loud at that.
Don't worry about it.
Wait,
don't worry about it. Go on.
Oh my God, Ryan wants me to continue.
No, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay. We'll talk about it afterwards. Just remember.
I need to know this. All right, I'm going to type it in the chat.
No, typing in the chat. Just who were the furry guys?
I know this. I was going to say Jabba the Hutt, and I realized I'm fucking more.
Dude, those Jabba the Hutts, though.
No.
I mean,
No. I said I was going to say it, but I
didn't
because I'm a fucking Jabba the Hutt.
Nah, dude, he has no fur on his body. He's straight up slime.
Oh my God, what is this?
What are you doing?
Jerking off
on
the roof.
What?
I can't even. Oh wait, no. Now I remember. I couldn't remember their names for a minute, but
I thought Chewbacca. That's all. Wookiee. There we
go. Are you serious?
It's a fucking Wookiee.
Oh, I thought you meant. I thought you meant
Ewoks?
Like Ewoks.
Ewoks.
I would have been happy with either answer.
Oh God, fuck.
But you fucking failed me, Leo.
Leo, describe the Force.
How do you describe?
Let's see. So you see, the Force is like the people are like, yo. We have cool powers.
Hold on.
They like, you know, they make their hands like in a choking action thing and in the air, right? Not in like the air seas, but in the air. And then the person that's being, what's it called? Invisible choked starts actually choking invisible because choke. The force is affecting their throat.
Okay, can I just actually explain what is going on in the Star Wars? Everyone in the Star Wars universe is actually just David Blaine, and so they have magical powers, and they can choke people. That's how it works.
Kodu.
Can I just say, though, Obi-Wan, ultimate daddy.
Oh, my God, he's so daddy.
There's no comparison.
He's daddy AF.
That was Liam Neeson, right?
Especially in, like, the later movies.
That was Liam Neeson,
daddy.
Right?
Oh, my daddy.
No one's answering my Liam Neeson question.
Oh, I don't know. Is it?
Are you serious?
I don't know actors.
Yeah, it was, you guys are talking about the three, prequel movies, right? Or the, what are they called?
Oh, we don't talk
about the newest ones.
We don't talk about those.
Dude, Liam Neeson is fucking Qui-Gon Jinn.
That's Qui-Gon Jinn. Okay, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, dude.
Daddy?
Yeah, daddy. Oh, that sounded so weird.
Daddy.
When can this podcast not be this? Because
I think we're gonna have to put an explicit tag on this for like pornographic. Audio.
Okay, it's not anything. Wait, are there?
I mean,
it's okay. I'm half.
It's child porn then, because it's like everybody but Sky's a fucking minor.
Hey, we don't know. We don't need to know that.
You literally just said that you dropped out.
Can just go on RT.
To adult school. I think they can figure it out.
Sky's
well,
Sky's
adult. When I meant adult school, I meant like porn training school. But
that's really hot.
Is there any porn that's like audio only?
Yeah, this podcast.
Daddy, this podcast.
Yeah,
daddy.
No, I would definitely.
Daddy,
I found something once where it was like, come like, on, daddy. It was like just trying to get you there, but like just her talking.
Did it like help daddy. You with your roof situation at all?
No, no, dude. Daddy. I had to fucking migrate.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's like all that happens in Assassin's Creed is just jerk roofing.
Harder, or roofing jerking.
That came out of nowhere with Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you're on roofs a lot. I mean, there's not much up there.
Daddy.
I don't like how Leo's just whispering.
Daddy. What have I done?
Yeah, Lane, you fucked up big time.
You've done too much. Yeah, you.
Lanye.
Lanye.
Does that really bother you when I call you Lanye?
Okay. I guess when you call me Lanye, no, but when people write me as Lanye, you fucking asshole. Yes.
Okay, this is how Lane works, right? There's like a joke about Lane, and like he's cool with it at first. He thinks it's really funny, but as time goes on,
he's never been cool with Blondo.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Of course. Wait, but I thought that joke was over, you bring it up.
It's so good though. I'm sorry, dude.
Someone fucked up drawing me and made me blonde, and then that became a joke. Oh, Lane's blonde. I'm like, no!
Somebody did. You don't even know who draw you. Who drew you?
Who draw you?
Level 6
draw you. Dude. Nice.
Who drew you?
Wow.
Who draw you?
Was it you?
Yeah!
Right.
And I don't like being fucking not appreciated.
You're not appreciated because it was shitty.
You're
get shot on.
I looked at your picture. I was in tiny chat with you. You're fucking blonde. I met you in real life.
You met me in real life. You would know. I have brown hair. I have really dark brown hair.
What hair color do I have?
You have ginger. Like dark brown, kind of almost a little tinted red.
It's red.
It's
like auburn. Though.
It's like red brown.
It is.
No, it's not red. Here, shut up.
So,
Scott, what color hair do you have?
Oh, like a bright white.
Bright white?
Yeah, it's just because my daddy comes in my hair all the time.
Dude, no!
Oh my god.
What were we talking about that, like, had white hair?
Daddy?
Doesn't it sound familiar? Sky? Wasn't that a thing?
Wait, what is it?
Wasn't it, like, an anime character and, like...
Yeah, every anime character ever?
Every single anime character ever.
Yeah, there has to be one.
Ah, I said it before you.
What's that even mean, Ryan?
Oh, let's not.
What? Ryan said something?
Oh.
My grandfather used to when he was... did his daddy call
his
hair?
Actually blonde when I was younger until about... I was, like, 10.
Lane?
I never had blonde hair. I've never had blonde hair. I don't know why.
No, you've always been.
You can go die.
Whoa.
Well, we aren't buddies anymore. Yeah,
no, whoa, Lane. Okay. Fucking fake rage over there, right?
Yeah, fake rage.
Oh my god! Yeah!
That annoys me a lot. But when I get annoyed by it, like, you guys are like, fake rage, and it makes me more mad. And it's like, yeah, it's like a never-ending cycle of fucking real rage.
What's the thing that pisses you off the most, Eric?
Toto.
I don't get pissed off by Robert.
Fake rage?
And when I am pissed off, I'm, like, playfully pissed off. I'm not, like...
Yeah, fake rage.
Is it when you don't sound so Mexican. Playfully pissed off when you're pissed off.
No. I think that's funny. Because if you look at me, I'm the least Mexican.
That's what was funny in your fanfic, Leo, is the rubber toe. That's what made me
think of it. Oh, yeah, we should tell. No, we're not going to read. Are we going to have, like, a reading session one day? Oh, no, but that mentioned some people.
No,
that,
okay, we'll do it anyway.
Should not be.
Like, no, daddy?
Dude, I'll read it. I don't care.
All right, how about the bad guy will be daddy?
Don't.
Go for it. No. Don't.
Wait.
That's taking my work. What's your channel, copyrighted. Lane? I'm going to take your money.
Nudge, nudge.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, nudge, nudge? Dude.
It's my name on everything.
My only
Legend of Lane TV?
I'm not.
No, yeah. Dude, it's Legend of Lane TV.
Yeah.
It's actually copy and paste. So
YouTube.
You guys my only regret that. Was that I never.
Dude, I thought it was Lonnie North V.
My only regret was I never got to watch that White Noise.
I took it down, yeah.
What's his name?
Slicer. We didn't talk about him anymore.
Slicer. Dude.
He's irrelevant. Really?
Who?
Okay. But like, I wanted to watch that, but I never got to. Like, I'm kind of sad I didn't.
Leo, the Assassin's Creed 4 video you made was really fucking.
It's
funny.
Unlisted. I could probably send you a link if you really wanted to.
I want
to
watch it. I really want to watch it.
Why is James?
Leo.
Because he just got dunked out.
Leo released a video in Assassin's Creed 4.
Oh my god.
Which is fucking hilarious, but. Honestly, how are you that bad?
Yeah, was that fake bad or was that real?
No, that was real bad. That was real bad.
Are you holding the controller upside down or.
Was daddy playing for it?
Dude, I was.
Just like.
Oh, daddy, hold my controller.
I'm trying to use the Kinect to play.
Dude, you're giving Lane, like, fucking, like...
Hey, daddy, please twist my joystick.
No, dude, it's thumbsticks.
No, wait. Did daddy dunk on you?
Daddy just dunked on you.
Plug your mic
into...
Oh.
Down.
Yeah.
Wait,
fuck, now I volunteered for a fucking link dump now.
Yeah,
I gotta do it. Damn it.
Dude, you gotta get the picture, right? My picture. I don't have a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend!
Yeah, I already have that picture, like, I'm in sure my computer.
Do. Send it to me, yo.
Okay. Yo. I didn't know we were...
Yo.
Yo, yo.
Starting to get...
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 my name is Joe.
Alright, well, what can we talk about? Like,
Do you want me to go to Google again and look for topics?
Google. Yeah.
Dude, we should do more of the Leo doesn't know.
Okay.
How about South Africa?
What? Oh, yeah.
God! Fuck you.
I was
listening to a podcast and I completely forgot about it. And then I actually. I felt so dumb because I actually looked everything
Leo,
up.
Leo.
Dumb because I forgot about
it. I love how, like, when we mentioned it again, you forgot about it again right now. And you were like, South Africa.
What?
Oh, shit! I was like, what the fuck? Oh, fuck all of you.
You just got dumb.
Okay.
Hey, Leo went to pee. Let's talk about something. South Korea. Explosion. Which actually happened, by the way.
What?
Okay, here's a story about what people get wrong about American Sniper. Okay.
No. I never watched the movie.
Well, let's talk about it. So, Leo, what happens in American Sniper?
This dude is all like, yo, I want to become an American Sniper. So he joins the military.
Wait, which military? What country? People.
What the fuck gives a shit?
I love how mad he is.
Wait.
Hey, that was fake rage. Don't
wait, so what country, like, what? What's country's military does he join?
Germany, believe it or not.
Probably the United States.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
But does Leo really not get the joke right now?
It's called is American this what Sniper, is? You dumbass.
I wasn't thinking. I was like, what the fuck is a joke?
Leo.
I'm going to fucking kill myself. I can't handle it anymore. I don't want to talk to him anymore.
Leo.
Kids, go to school.
Didn't you watch Boyhood? Didn't you add those, that's what? Your likes or something on RT?
At what?
Boyhood?
At what? Boyhood? Yeah, that was a good movie. I liked it.
Did you like, okay, I could, at least for me, like, did you have, like, a lot of things that you kind of related to, like, stuff, like, from that movie that you, like, related to your childhood?
Like, breathing?
Not really. I never had an abusive
parent. No, that's not the point. Like, for example, like, the Game Boy Advance SP, like, the blue one.
Oh, fuck yeah. I was a fucking
nerd. I had the same Game Boy. And then
I don't have the same Game Boy, but, like, I
got it. It's the Game Boy Advance SP, and it was blue.
Oh, I had that one.
Yeah, me too. That was my first, like, game thing ever. Like,
I had a Sega. Was like a original Sega.
Okay. I had the original Nintendo, the NES, the Sega Genesis.
I had the NES, and, too.
Dude, Dreamcast, best fucking thing.
I had a Dreamcast, yeah.
I had a, the Game Boy, and then I had a DS, and then I think I had a PS2, and then a Wii, then...
A Wii U?
I didn't have that many. No,
you haven't played
did you buy man?
What?
Nothing. What? Nothing. Go on. It's unimportant.
Also,
oh my god, I found one I used to have.
Also, they had the fucking 20 question ball thing. Do you know that?
Oh my god, the 20 Q,
the 8 ball.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Well, no. It was purple in the movie, and I had the purple.
Oh, I had a red one.
But I'm sure they made them red. Yeah. That, like, reminded me of, like, Lane, you might like that movie, because, like, it's the acting isn't great, and, like, it's just a really cool concept, and, like, the kid, like, grows up around the time that we grew up, so there's, like, a lot of stuff that, like, are similar to our lives, and that's, like,
we really should, cool. Watch that at, RTX.
No.
No, because it's, like, 3 hours.
Oh, it's 3 hours.
Talking about RTX.
It's almost 3 hours long.
No, I'm not, no.
Because, do you know what that movie's about?
No, I've never heard of it.
All right, so it starts at this kid, like, he's in first grade, and it follows his life, like, till he graduates from high school. So, like, it's the same actor, and, like, they just followed him over, like, 12 years and stuff, and they, like, made a script to it, and it's actually kind of cool.
Fat Albert?
But yeah, the actor, acting is kind of not great, because, like, it's kid actors and stuff, but it's just kind of, it's a cool concept and stuff.
Dude, but I was great at acting in my phone call video.
And
you know where
Attack of the Josh monster or Jason monster?
Wait, what?
I don't have a girlfriend.
That's a llama punch. So,
what? What? I don't know what that is.
What's llama punch?
That's not
Aaron, does daddy do it to you?
Right?
Well, no, it's not my YouTube channel. It's my buddy. Shout out to Chris if you're listening.
Who?
Is that the one that...
You shouldn't shout out to people.
Shut up.
Did you meet him at sophomore year?
It's not good.
Shout out to Sky.
It's not good to make people feel special.
Wow, Sky.
Shout out to shout out to Ryan.
He just wants this to be over. Oh.
Yeah, time check. Yeah, no, fuck off, Ryan. We're going to be doing this for the rest of the time.
We're already almost at like 45 minutes, but I want to go longer.
You want to go longer with Daddy?
Longer.
Daddy.
No! Never mind,
Daddy.
Let's end it right now. Let's end it. No.
Please, Daddy.
No,
Daddy,
Daddy, please.
Longer, please, Daddy.
This
no, stop!
I wouldn't want to.
Literally, stop!
Okay. Let me explain this.
TBH.
When I got here, Daddy was a term for being attracted to an older man. Now it's something that's completely different.
No.
I don't know what it is.
Lane, if you were making love, would you moan Daddy?
Daddy.
Sure.
Oh, Daddy!
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, YOLO, maybe, right? I don't know.
So, like, hashtag
Yeah, Kelly? Absolutely.
Okay, wait, Lane, if we were at a water park, and I had a if I had a super soaker filled with male semen, would you let me spray you?
No.
And would you say Daddy during it?
Yeah, just the whole time, Daddy.
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy's the safe word.
That was another inside joke. We need to stop with these inside jokes.
Please,
yeah,
let's
only talk during the podcast.
Okay.
Oh my lord.
Let's only talk during the podcast and like never talk to each other like otherwise.
Have our own conversation.
Yeah.
What happens if we just made like 5-hour recordings?
Who
would listen to that?
Air would
Nobody.
Never get them because my internet is literally like ran by a potato and can't send anything.
I highly doubt that. I don't think potatoes can.
No, I have a point to upload.
Wow, Sky, you're funny.
No, Leo, I don't think that's true.
Sky, you're funny.
Sky, your daddy, please.
Oh, no.
Daddy. Daddy.
No, stop. We can't daddy. Keep coming back to that. No, you need to end it right now.
It's going to be in every single podcast from now on.
We should just call it the daddy podcast from now on.
Daddy.
No.
Daddy.
Leo, you're the worst. Stop.
But daddy.
Oh, it's so Leo, please. Why?
Are we going to have to write another song that's just Daddy and Leo's going to have to just moan over the,
Leo,
get the
on
one
it.
That got away instrument?
Didn't we do that earlier? Like, didn't we just
I'm
do that?
Sure there's an audio clip somewhere.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Dude, is there a song that says only one word in like, the whole thing? Turn down for what? Yes, I'm done.
So, if we ever have somebody that ever makes us theme songs, which is never, other than Leo. Leo, never do it. We need to have, like, people from, like,
time.
The fucking audience do it. If you ever make a theme song for our shitty podcast, make sure you do that.
What audience are you talking
yeah.
about?
Ryan, I'm pretty sure we were the other, we were the listens on the last
one. Oh, dude, Ryan's got the Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That can be a theme song,
that.
Right?
Yeah, you know.
Can we have the welcome to the show as one?
That's adorable.
Actually, no.
Yeah, we'll do that next time.
No, actually, I don't want that on here.
I'm just gonna like make another song thing.
Oh, you are like I'm.
No,
okay, I see
Leo's,
how it is. We're not gonna both be.
Don't spoil it. I want to be surprised.
I want to do it. Oh yeah, I'm.
Do
sorry.
You want to be surprised like Daddy is?
Oh God, I'm over it.
You just you just keep going back to it.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I'm trying to kill it so we never have
no,
to use
it.
No,
it's
again,
absolutely
okay?
not gonna kill it for me because I'm still gonna say it because you know some people
daddy,
to me.
Daddy,
are,
you just keep on reminding me,
Daddy AF, and you know.
Wait. Did you just say AF?
Daddy AF.
Just
I
stop.
I mean, Daddy
please.
AF.
Don't use
oh,
acronyms
Daddy.
When speaking.
But
that is
Sky.
Not a level 6 language.
Oh, wait.
Sky. ILU.
Sky.
What? Yeah, what's up?
Talk about the weird people in your school.
Oh, absolutely.
Should I? I don't think they can afford internet, so... I think it's...
Sky, the cool guy.
And I don't think anyone can track me from this. So, in my adult education class, it's like a government-ran... free thing for it's pretty much a charity school because I'm poor and so the people in there kind of range from really weird to extremely what the fuck and so they're right now in my class it's actually I don't want to bring that person up but so I took the test to get into it and the orientation I had was with only two other people. And they were both fully dressed in camo, and one of them tried to use a calculator upside down, and I almost pissed my pants laughing from it because he's fucking trying to use a calculator
I
upside down.
I almost guaranteed boobies was written on it.
Oh god!
Which was more?
I used to do that all the time.
Which would be more embarrassing, you pissing your pants right there, or him using the calculator like upside
Dude,
down?
Dude, him using the calculator upside down definitely. Cause I can
what if he that. Was pissing while doing it?
then I'd call him daddy, so.
No!
Okay. Calm down. Like, sir, you are overusing
Clam
the
down.
Term. Shut up. You are overusing the term daddy.
I'm trying to kill
Clam.
It, seriously.
Not gonna
I am.
Die.
It is.
You're not going to kill it, Sky. You're doing the reverse, actually. You're just bringing it back up over and over
now
again.
Now you're making it a joke. Oh, no. And jokes don't die.
It's already it's been a joke.
It was always a joke.
Yeah,
it was always
a
joke.
It became a joke when you brought it up, like, 2 hours
no, ago. No, it was a joke. It's ridiculous.
I have barely said that word in front of you people.
Yeah, Dan.
No, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding
no.
me? You absolutely have.
Well, I said it like 120 times more.
I almost
so.
Forgot to check Audacity after 50 minutes, and I'm really glad it didn't crash. That would have been great.
All right. Sky, just go ahead and talk about more fucking people at the thing.
What else? There's this guy who forgets to take his ADHD medicine, and he tries to mess with this other huge, like, 6'4", 300-pound dude, and he almost gets punched in the face every time. And he tried... Yeah. he the teacher asked me what my name was, and I was like, Sky. And she's like, and then that kid doesn't take his ADHD medicine, turn around, he's like, Sky. Sky the cool guy. And I almost fucking punched him in the face because he was so stupid.
He had like and, red glossed over eyes, like he didn't know where he was.
Oh no, he wasn't high, he just wasn't on his meds. But yeah.
You look back at Sky, and Sky's wearing like a leather jacket, and his hair's greased up, and he's wearing sunglasses.
He's got a toothpick in his mouth. He's like, yeah.
Dude, Sky the cool guy.
Fuck, no.
Tyler,
and
draw that.
Sky the daddy.
I'm not trying to make fun of them because they're just not well educated, but like, you should know how many ounces are in a pound. Like, seriously, it makes me angry because I had to sit in class for an hour learning about how many ounces are in a pound. It's this many ounces, learn it. It's annoying.
It's 16.
But yeah, I shouldn't be in those classes much longer.
Stay gold, Ponyboy.
Guys, I'm about to get my diploma. Whoop, whoop.
And I'm about to break everything you
said. So what's next?
Oh, dude, camgirls.com. I'm going to try and get a job with them.
Oh, dude, I'd watch you every single
time. Dude, they're building a Dollar General right next to my house. And I'm going to apply there. It's probably going to... I'm probably going to get mugged there, but, you know.
Mugged?
It's okay,
who
Daddy.
Who mugged anymore?
Your yeah, mom. No. That was, like, so last year. That's so 2014. We're in 2015 now.
Well, in Tennessee, you just get, like, stabbed.
And then, like, fucked by your mother. Or your sister.
Whoa, or your daddy. Your
that's hot.
No! I fucking set myself up for
daddy,
that!
GG! Daddy, oh, please, God. Daddy.
Alright,
so
daddy.
So I think we should talk about Air's new project that's coming out. It's a candle review.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Daddy.
Air's going to start doing videos reviewing candles, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Sky's going to help. Great, like, Daddy. Sky's going to be, like, my co-commentator, and we're going to, like, we're going to start a channel called, like, Community Candles, and we're going and then Leah's going to, like, volunteer and, like, have, like, get, like, hate comments, and then, like, we're going to, like...
I'm like, hey, guys, I'm Leah Hashi, and I'm making community.
And this is Earl Grey.
This is the story of a girl.
Who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
What? I don't know what's going on.
Wait, you
and
seriously don't
know that
so song?
She looks so sad in photographs, but I'm absolutely so love it when she cries.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I forgot. That's another...
What?
That's
can
another
I just play
fucking
the Glenn?
No.
Jesus Christ. We can't go 2 seconds without
it. Well, that song, he says smiles at the end when I absolutely love it when she smiles, but I always think he says cries, so I'm like, why the fuck do you like love it when he fucking cries? What the fuck?
Wait.
Fuck.
In that anime, off topic, but in that anime, what's that girl say? Like, no ukulele.
Yeah, no.
Ukulele,
no good.
Ukulele, no good. That's from FLCL, also known as Fooly Cooly,
which is
or Furry Curry,
no,
which is a pretty great anime, actually.
Yeah, me and Sky watched it like late at night, just like and because it's only six episodes, and each episode isn't long.
Is that on Netflix?
It's on YouTube.
No, you can find it on like Funimation.com, okay, cool. I think.
Oh, we should talk about Bigfoot Tuxedo. Well, actually, no.
No.
Let's just leave his. I'll leave his screen caps down in the link.
What?
Should we?
What?
No, we shouldn't do that.
No, come on.
He says
what?
Some stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah, but I've already mentioned some of it. I mean, come on.
Let's just talk about Fooly Cooly for now, alright? So it's like the most fucked up anime ever. Like, no, it's not fucked up. It's just weird. Like, it's not...
So I read something about jerking off in here or something?
There's, like, no story. Well, the story's, like, really weird, and then, like...
No.
It's really funny, though.
The thing is it goes... It starts a show with not telling you anything that's going on, but by the end, like, the last episode, you pretty much understand what's going on. It just explains it kind of, like,
in
reverse.
It's, like... Yeah. It's, like, a good... like short anime, and I recommend it because like the music's really good in it. It's by this Japanese band called The Pillows, and it's actually really good music, and like just the atmosphere of that whole like anime, the aesthetic is just really good.
Yeah, the whole world is pretty cutely,
pretty Fooly Cooly.
Wait, so Leo, you watched The Future Diary, right?
Yes, I
dude,
did.
Fucking anime podcast.
Yeah, no, that show has dropped off so bad. It's so stupid now. I've gotten to where they're taking down, I think it is, 8th and 11th, and it's just so stupid.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It gets kind of bad. Yeah,
with, like, okay, we won't talk about it because I don't want to spoil anything with Aaron Lane or anyone else listening. But
I don't think I'm ever going to watch it. It's been out for,
like, 3 years. It's a really good anime, like, in the beginning. It's just, it's like a Death Note. I've already said it, like, 30,000 times, but it's like a Death Note and Hunger Games mixed. Not Hunger.
Hunger Games.
We hungry.
Tennessean in me. It's going crazy.
The Tennessee.
You mean
Connecticut? Dude, we are at 55 minutes.
Yes, we're 56
minutes, actually.
Nah, fuck that.
Nah, let's just keep going.
No, no.
I want to keep going. This is
Let's do quantity over quality.
It is fun.
I know I'm editing it.
Yeah, quantity over quality.
No.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that, though.
Quantity over quality.
See, the more we make, the more we get motivated to make stuff, and the more we can improve.
Can we go to 1 minute, some 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 hour and 5 minutes, please?
So 10 minutes.
1 hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So does anyone have anything else to talk about?
All right, let's wrap up.
That's the idea. We have Albert? Nothing more to talk about, so let's wrap up here.
Nah, dude, we have
dude, I have a story.
God damn it.
So, like, okay,
go for it.
I woke up this morning, and I was pretty tired, so I went to go get a bowl of cereal, naturally, and I checked Snapchat, and I had a few Snapchats, so I was like, and there were videos, and I was like, okay, well, I have to go get my headphones. So I went in my room and got my headphones, and before I put the bowl of cereal on the armrest on the couch, and I went back in the living room, sat down on the couch, and went elbow deep in my cereal. And it flipped. It catapulted into my face and my entire side. And I almost started crying because you know how it is when you wake up early in the morning. You don't want to do anything.
You're like emotionally let alone clean unstable.
Them. Oh, yeah. And
Have I ever told you guys the dumb Eli story?
No.
No.
I might have told Sky. I was supposed to go on this double... Okay, well, first of all, so...
Double daddy
date? I have this friend, right? he has a shitty life, because, like, his parents were, really shitty, and, like, he always had to watch after, like, his fucking seven siblings and shit. So, like, as of late, like, he's just been coming, like... of the last year or so, like, he's just been coming over and just, like, kind of playing, video games,
friend?
Like, while I... Yeah, no, let me finish. He just kind of, like, plays video games, like, while I'm, like, on Skype with these losers that are, like, playing video games and stuff. And he's always on my Wii U, like, just the tablet. He doesn't even play games. For the most part, he just stays on Facebook. And, like, we've dubbed him Wii U Friend, and that's, like, his name. So, me and Wii U Friend were, like, this is for, like, future stories. Like, if I ever mention him again, it's Wii U Friend.
Future Diary?
Yeah. So, like, we were supposed to go on this double date because, like, we were bored as shit. And, like, for some reason, he asked me to go on a double date with him. So, I was like, fuck yeah, shout out to Sky Dog.
That's hot.
And then...
I was going to edit that out.
You call your dog daddy.
No, it's too late. Dottie, daddy.
Dottie, daddy.
Grandma?
Daddy.
No, shh.
Thoughty?
We don't talk about that. So, we went to the mall. And, like, we were waiting for, like, I thought there were going to be, like, 10 people because we were going to go see a movie or something. Like, 5 different couples, for example, and stuff.
It's not an orgy. Like,
yeah, dude. Yeah, but, like, we were, like,
yeah.
It was an orgy.
And here I am, still, I don't have a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend!
One day, Leo.
So... Like, this guy comes... I knew, like, the name of one of these guys, and, like, the dude came up to us, like, he's like, this is where we meet for the... Wait for the females, right? And, like, we were like, yeah, and, like, he goes up to me, he looks at me, he says his name was Eli, he says, Eli, like, you know how, like, you introduce somebody, like, sup, air? And stuff? Like...
What?
No, like, if I'm like, Leo... Like, point at yourself and say Leo, right?
Me, Air!
You introducing you. Me, Air! You, Leo! I you don't have a girlfriend!
I don't have a girlfriend.
I'm so confused.
But I thought he meant, like, he thought I was... I was confused, too. I thought he meant that he thought I was Eli? So I was like, yup, that's me! And then, like, he kind of looked at me weird. Like...
What the fuck?
What
did
the fuck
just
are you
say?
Talking about?
Okay.
I don't know
oh
what
my
you're
god.
About
okay. At all. So like, He introduced himself.
Storytelling is not at a level 6 right now,
dude. He was like, he introduced himself as Eli, right? But I thought he thought, shut up, Ryan. He thought that.
No, have you ever had a dream?
Get it out. Breaking up.
Have you ever had a dream?
I thought that he meant Daddy, that, like, he thought I was Eli. So I kind of went with it. I was like, yup, that's me. Like, as a joke, like, I'm Eli. Ha ha. And he just kind of looked at me weird because I was just dumb.
Okay, so I kind of have something mutually like that. One time, I don't think I told this on last podcast, but when it's a stupid short little story, but I walked by this. I was in Walmart, and I walked by this old guy, and I was like, excuse me. He said, you're fine. And then I, like, said really loud at him, thank you, and then kept walking. He's later became my daddy.
Oh, Dad, this random old man in, like, ShopRite told me to shut up one day. Like, I was, like, talking to my brother, and then that old man was like, shut up! And I just look at him, and he's just, like, staring at me, and I was like,
when did an old guy join this Skype call? I mean,
daddy?
Who has the soundboard?
Daddy! I've been at, like, grocery stores, and, like, old people have, like, told me to stop running and stuff when I'm just, like, briskly walking. It's like, fuck you, fucking geezer.
Oh, wow.
Hey, young daddy, stop running. Well, no, because old people are fucking dumb sometimes. Like, they're like, I'm old.
You know who else is also dumb?
What?
Well, I mean, we're always dumb, so deal with a lot of shit,
okay?
Like the war.
Like stupid people like briskly running through the halls.
Like the incident of 87.
World War 1, or 2, or 3. There hasn't been a 3. Whoops.
World War Z, dude.
Hey, Air. The Matrix was a good fucking movie.
Dude, I know that. Oh, fuck. I know this dude. What? He's like 97. Dude's fucking ripped. Like, what? He's like my,
don't you mean he was born
old...
in 97?
No. Dude was like my grandpa's old World War II buddy. He's 97. Dude is fucking ripped, and he looks like he's only like 60. And like, it's so weird. Dude's gonna live like to be 100.
You can call me daddy.
No, I call him uncle.
Uncle daddy.
Uncle.
So
uncle
so
daddy.
Air, who is your daddy?
My dad.
No, you're
Wait, no.
daddy.
No!
Whoa,
no!
whoa, Air.
You fucking fell for that one.
That's,
Fuck.
That's it.
Right, my daddy is, Chuck Norris.
Wow.
No.
Originality, okay. Right?
I'm sorry.
I didn't know we were in 2010.
It's Kevin Spacey. We never told Kevin Spacey's story.
He doesn't need an explanation.
I know,
dude,
but just you being
Dale
fucking
either.
Dumb.
Well, I mean... Why do we have to bring that up? I mean, I got a level 6 language. Can I just Wait. Brag about that for now? Because I got the highest score.
We were in a Fibbage game night, and, like, we were just kind of, like, playing.
Wait, you already fucked this up. It was the first time I started talking to you. It was the first time I met
I know,
you
but it wasn't it a Fibbage game night?
Yeah, it was a Fibbage game night, but you didn't...
All right, then there you fucking go. How the fuck did I fuck that up?
Because you just said we're in a Fibbage game night, and that was it. You just totally skipped the beginning.
Why does it matter?
Well, does that matter? I still could have got to that.
Yeah, but you... Okay, go on. It does matter.
You want to tell it?
Sure.
All right, go for it.
Yeah, so Eric, go for it. You tell.
All right, so Lane, go for it.
Bitch.
What? All
right, so anyway, we were, like, in a Fibbage game night. It was Sky's first fucking time being there. And, like,
because that matters.
It was like a normal question, and then Sky's just like, and like all our answers and stuff. We're laughing about the answers, and like Sky's like, "Ha, who put Kevin Spacey?" And then we're all like, "What? What the fuck are you talking about?" He was watching the wrong Twitch stream.
I was in the wrong Fibbage game. I like joined their Fibbage game. And so then the rest of my answers that night were just Kevin Spacey, and then it led to a group that got on trending on RT, which any group gets on trending.
Well, like
on
any
RT. Group
fucking
gets
group
on
trending.
Like ours.
Yeah,
shout
out to the Walking
still,
Brazzers.
Like, that, I thought it was fucking funny because it was just a fucking picture of Kevin Spacey as a group, and it was amazing.
And then Dude, there came should... too close, but not enough Spacey.
Well, yeah, oh which God. You should go check out.
We
just
have to read
look.
That.
By the way.
Look into the
guys,
groups, Kevin
you
Spacey.
We could read.
Guys,
we could like finish
guys,
by reading it.
Do you,
guys, what? It's a minute and five seconds.
Yeah, I know, but
wait, an
5 minutes.
Hour and
I mean,
five
but,
minutes.
But we should have Sky read it.
Okay,
we should just have that'll be like the ending.
So do you want me to read it now or just what?
Yeah,
go for it.
Okay, I'm going to fuck up my own story. Hold on, yeah. I'm going to it right now. Okay, go for it now.
Wait, what's it called?
Yeah. All right.
Wait, what's it called?
Too far away, but not enough spacey.
And this is a dramatic reading by Sky West.
Dun, dun.
Too far away, but not enough spacey.
Can I go take a pee?
A yellow taxi passed behind as he jogs across the street. His foot hits a puddle as a dozen raindrops follow. He hops onto the curb, fastens his trench coat around his neck, and he looks up at the bright, classy sign. Roberto's Mexican Restaurant. He looks forward with a scowl on his face and begins marching towards the entrance. Halfway to the door, he gets cut off by a young female with a Skrillex-styled hair. That doesn't make fucking sense. Great language six. She didn't even notice him. He pointed his face towards the ground and continued walking. He went to pull open the door, but it was stuck, and he leaned back to see if the open sign was on.
And leaned back. And leaned back.
And it was still on. He was confused till his eyes focused on the door handle. Push. He pushed. As he walked through... Walked in. Damn it, I'm messing up my own fanfic. As he walked in, he noticed the hostess giggling. That happens at least once a day. Don't worry about it. She said, still giggling. That was terrible. Can we edit that part out?
It's okay, Daddy. Oh,
thank you, Leo. I need your support, RTX 2015. He didn't reply. She asked, would you like a table for one or more, sir? Sir. He ignores her once again as he walks past her looking focused. He makes it to the table as the man there stands up, giving him a big, tight hug. They sit down, Daddy. You're 5 minutes late, honey. No reply. Are you going to talk this time, or are we just going to waste this meal? Honey, I'm speaking to you. I'm communicating with you. You know what? I'm just going to go. I'll see you at the house. Mudkip. Mudkip silently answers. That wasn't a very silent answer.
Mudkip.
It silently snaps. Thank you, Kevin replies. Mudkip. Mudkip says with sorrow in his eyes, not really wanting an answer. My day was great, Kevin exclaims. I got off work at Walgreens an hour and a half early, then went to the dog park and watched the cats play. Then I called you up to see if you wanted to grab a bite. So now we're here, Kevin says with a smile and a shoulder up. Mudkip replies. Thank you, Kevin says. With a blush, then he notices the name tag still on. Walgreens. Employee of the month, Kevin. He takes it off as quickly as he can. That's embarrassing, Kevin whispers. The server comes to the table at a fast pace. Hello, my name's Stibmeroot, and I'll be serving you tonight. What would you like to drink? I'll have a glass of Arbor Mist, and he'll have some water, Kevin says with a fragile voice. Mudkip looks at him with a disappointed look on his face. Alrighty, I'll have those out in a second, the server explains and leaves. Mudkip says with a dark and raspy voice. What, in the bathroom here? I mean, I know it's been a while, but really? The server comes back with the wine and water. So are you two ready to order? The server asks Mudkip, and Mudkip answers. The server scribbles it down, then looks up at Kevin waiting for an answer. Same, Kevin replies. The server leaves to put in the orders. Mudkip. Mudkip asks with a chilling glaze. Really? Kevin asks. Kip. Fine. They both stand up and head for the men's restroom as Mudkip pinches at Kevin's thigh. They open the door. To be continued, maybe. I'm fucking lightheaded. I talk too much.
Oh my god.
And then
I fucked that up way too much.
So that was the Kevin Spacey's like, to podcast number dead. 2.
Alright, see you. Okay, so we should have some Let's Plays coming out sometime this week or so. Hopefully. So look out for those.
The link down.
Wait. Also, what's Horror Wrath is my daddy. YouTube channel? You should probably say what it is.
It's on our group and our
Lani Nor Vivo.
Also known as Rest in Plays.
And copy and paste.
Oh my god.
Shut up.
What were you going to say if we have a schedule to put these out?
Hey. Oh, yeah.
We have a schedule?
Our podcast should be coming out every Sunday now. So, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. That's cool. So, you want to record one tomorrow?
On that copy and paste thing, cut that.
No, don't cut that.
Like, you know how, like, copy and paste?
I'm kidding.
Are you still recording?
It was a dumb joke that I had to, like, kind of, like, explain.
All right, guys, and that's episode 2, bye. Look up Dale Horvath on
Google.
All right, have a good one.
He's fucking hot.
Sorry if I offended you last podcast. our
oh,
recording.
Daddy.
I hate
the phone. Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy. Oh, Dale. Yep. Oh, daddy. Dale Horvath. What?
Stop.
I'm still recording.